USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The highest-ranking North Korean official to step into the United States since the year 2000 is soon to be in New York to help work out details for a possible meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Kellyanne Conway, the president's special counsel, says,
"This president on the brink again of bringing conversation and coordination between North Korea and South Korea. For the first time in 18 years, a North Korean official will be coming to America."
Conway speaking on Fox and Friends. Trump tweets this morning there's been a solid response to his letter last week when he abruptly canceled the planned June 12th meeting, which is now apparently back on. Students returned to class today at Santa Fe High School in Texas after 10 people were killed in a mass shooting on May 18th. Counselors will be on hand. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In a Baltimore, Maryland suburb, they're still looking for the body of a Maryland National Guardsman who was swept away by raging floodwaters down the city's main street on Sunday. In Ellicott City, Edison Hermond was helping a woman look for her cat when he disappeared.
He, along with some other folks, went back to assist her, and unfortunately, during that effort, they saw him go under the water and not surface.
Meanwhile, two TV journalists from South Carolina are dead after a tree fell on their SUV as they were covering what was still subtropical storm Alberto, which is now just a depression. Anchor Mike McCormick and photojournalist Aaron Schmelzer of WYFF in Spartanburg covering those rainstorms in North Carolina when the accident happened yesterday. Lava still destroying more structures on Hawaii's Big Island, nearly 100 now taken down by lava since early this month, including at least 51 homes. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Starbucks is closing over 8,000 company-owned stores this afternoon so that employees can receive racial bias education. The training is meant to prevent discrimination and to make sure, in the words of executives, everyone feels safe and welcome. It all stems from the arrests of two black men at a Philadelphia store that sparked nationwide backlash. Nearly 175,000 Starbucks workers will learn about implicit bias, promoting conscious inclusion, and preventing discrimination. Well, do you take a multivitamin every day? Because new research says they don't do much for your health. Yeah, a new study out today in the Journal of American College of Cardiology says researchers looked at 5 years of data and found that taking multivitamins, vitamin D, calcium, and vitamin C has no real impact and no real risk when it comes to dying of heart disease or stroke. Folic acid and B vitamins, though, did seem to show some benefit. And the University of Memphis is giving free tuition to all children and spouses of service members killed or seriously wounded while on active duty. Starting this fall, the university won't charge tuition to in-state students who receive Folds of Honor scholarships. The university is already recognized as one of the nation's leading universities when it comes to supporting students who are veterans. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.